Dr. Robin Myers, I want to congratulate you on your upcoming retirement, but I think I'm sad for our community. It's been a good run for you at ASU Mountain Home.
Well, yes, we've absolutely enjoyed our time here, both in Mountain Home and at ASU Mountain Home. Just can't say enough great things about the people here and obviously the school. The institution is fantastic.
How many years served here in Mountain Home?
I've been chancellor 11 years. I will be completing 11 years at the end of June.
Well, they say you did have big shoes to fill when Dr. Ed Coulter retired, of course, and you came to town, but you certainly took the reins and guided our institution extremely well over those years.
Well, thank you. I tell you, you know, we really have been blessed, and Ed did a fantastic job and built an incredible facility here and assembled a great staff, and it's just been a privilege to work with the people here and really to serve the citizens and the students here. Just incredible. This is 34 years for me and almost 19 of them as either a president or a chancellor. So it's been quite a run, and feel like there's many things left to be done, but most of those are things that need three or four more years of work and attention to, and I think that's time for a new person to come in and take the reins and see the evolution of this institution and the next stages that will come after.
In an email to staff earlier this morning, you announced your retirement and that you'd be staying on post until the end of July. As you look back at your time here in Mountain Home at ASU Mountain Home, those most favorite accomplishments that you've seen, sir?
You hate to brag about things you've done, but I'm very proud of, you know, having the technical center and the technical programs that we've established here and putting that foundation in place for people to build on in the future. The Performing Arts Series has just been a gem for the community and a wonderful thing. We obviously now have started athletics and eager to see how that flourishes and changes and evolves as institutions. So there's so many things, so many student stories and programs that we've created, and it's just wonderful. When you work with thousands of people each year and you touch so many lives, there's just so many things that you see and build to help people improve their lives. It's just a wonderful feeling of accomplishment, and you know, it's hard to focus on anyone. Very proud of all the things we've been able to accomplish.
I think the story goes when before the technical center opened, while y'all were out there remodeling, it used to be a car dealership back in the day, for those of us that remember. But when you were out there remodeling, story goes is you had your own blue jeans on and your hard hat, and you were out there with the workers making sure we got that building open.
Well, we just knew we were in a pretty tight time crunch, and we needed to get that welding lab done. I think they allowed me to help them weld a few booths together. I think they probably had to go back and correct most of my welds, but they did let me help.
So many students have had firsthand experience and a future they might not thought it would be possible because of that technical center.
Absolutely. It was just a hole in our overall programming that we needed those kinds of skill sets available to the people in this region. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is we're developing that part of the labor force that will continue to flourish and support the growth and the companies that are here in the Mountain Home area.
As you look towards the future and you leave that list of things to work on for your predecessor, the most important things coming up for ASU Mountain Home in the coming years, sir?
I think it's just the overarching evolution of education, this online morphing of the way we deliver instruction. I think that's going to continue to evolve. It's going to become more remote, more individualized in the future, probably more consolidated. The semesters you and I remember won't be the same in the future. Those are things that will need to be addressed, and technology is going to be at the forefront of all of that. Obviously, you know, with our athletics, the recruiting of students from outside the Mountain Home area, and maybe the evolution of new programs for those, just many, many things like that that are going to be needed to be addressed in the future.
And the price point of higher education. I mean, being able to get that degree at ASU Mountain Home and not be in debt when you graduate is the most important factor for most students.
Absolutely, and we're proud that we've stayed in the middle range of all the two-year schools. There's 22 schools like us in the state. We are always number 10, 11, 12 in terms of dollar tuition cost, and we've stayed in that spot throughout my tenure here, and very, very proud of keeping those costs down and making the affordability of education for people here in this region.
Well, Dr. Myers, just as you have done over the past many years, in an interview that was supposed to be about you, you turned it into an interview about the supporters of ASU Mountain Home and the students and the staff and all the great things there. So, hey, credit to you. Thank you for everything you've done. I know we'll talk many times coming up over the next several months, but on a day that's meant for you, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Heather. Again, I appreciate everyone that supported me, and really when they've supported me, they've been supporting this institution and the great work that everyone does here.